Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And yes, congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating 10 years, a decade here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. We couldn't be prouder of you. Welcome to the show, everybody. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. Make sure you write in all caps if you have any questions for our guest in the chat room so we can distinguish from the typical banter going on in there. And also feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. I'll put the number in the chat room too as well. And as well to the links, all the links for our guest today. And I want to thank Rob Sarek, the site founder, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Guys, through the years, thank you for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed and when Sophia was broadcasting live. Thank you guys for all your help over the years. Hope everyone's keeping safe. Today we welcome Conspiracy Entertainment COO and new Paranormal Network podcast executive producer, author, publisher, and podcaster himself, Rob Cohen. Everyone visit myparanormal.net. That's myparanormal.net, robcohen.tv, coconspiracy.com, rothcopress.com. Also upcoming, we have OC Paranormal Paracon founder Henry San Miguel. He'll be on next weekend, the 28th. The California event, it's the first one so far I've seen this season. It's going to be October 1st and 2nd. It's ocparacon.com, so visit ocparacon.com for ticket information and details. Psychic author Sky Ray promotes her new book, Finding Your Voice in the Darkness. She'll be on 9/11. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. We have other guests that are securing their dates, too, right now currently as well. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to simply learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, too, the Facebook page, the group page, there's a lot of great new broadcasters added here to the lineup, a new paranormal broadcast team member panels on the weekends here. So check that out at the group page. Also, memberships. They start as low as $2.99 a month. Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors and DVDs, lithos. He's great at rewarding the members here. Also support the vendors here. And if you're getting Grandma a Melmeter for her birthday, do it with the vendors here on myparanormal.com. Tonight on LP, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He's right here monthly Mondays on LP. Also as well, Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Coppock, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. Let's bring our host in here, Sophia. Just trying to unmute you. There you are. Congratulations on 10 years, Sophia.
Hey, thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. You've helped a lot of people through the years, a lot of families, kids with psychic ability issues, parents with home hauntings when you first started out. And now it's like if you build it, they'll come. Everybody's booking themselves to be on your show. So congratulations, Sophia. You're doing a fantastic job. You got these things. You got the Instagram, the Twitters, all these different things. How can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because my name is just too long.
Yeah, we cursed you with a long name. Sorry about that, Sophia. If your middle name went in there, it'd be even longer.
Well, you didn't take into account the Twitter character limit when naming me, and I really feel like that was just an oversight on your part.
Yeah, I know you're young, but you're not that young. There wasn't even a Twitter yet back then and everything. But anyway, you just drop an L, and it's Sophia Temporelli. People can find you. You got a YouTube page. It's doing really great. And so tell us about the guest today, Sophia.
Today, we welcome Co-Conspiracy Entertainment, COO, and new My Entertainment Network executive producer, author, publisher, and podcaster, Rob Cohen. Everyone visit myparanormal.net, robcohen.tv, coconspiracy.com, rothcopress.com, myentertainment.tv, and let's bring Rob into the show.
Okay, let's see here. Rob, trying to unmute you too as well. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on today. It was great meeting you at the Glen Tavern Inn, I think last year.
This was the last thing that we did before lockdown. And I've got, you know, it's funny, I've got tons of photos and videos from that day. And, you know, it's funny, Bridget Marquardt, we were actually up there recording for a ghost magnet with Bridget Marquardt, and she's not in any of the pictures, and neither is my wife, Christine. And the reason is I ran downstairs to take pictures of everybody because everybody was forming outside, and while they were getting ready in the room, the door slammed on Christine's foot, and something pulled her hair.
Ow.
So it started investigating, and they didn't end up in any of the pictures because they actually got to ghost hunt.
Wow. Yeah, the Glen
yeah.
Tavern Inn is such an amazing location. I mean, it's super haunting. It's just an incredible, like, it just really sticks out in Santa Paula. It's very different from the rest of the buildings. It's an interesting location.
Oh, yeah. And it's nice because you can sort of, you know, when you have a big group, you can actually really have the whole place.
Yeah, for sure. And congratulations on the founding of My Entertainment Network.
Well, thank you. So it's My Paranormal Network, but we are working with My Entertainment, who are the production company who does Ghost Adventures. So it's funny, and you're sort of all part of this too. It's like you have your regular network of friends, and then you have your paranormal network of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it's funny, between Glen Tavern, we met tons of people. But, you know, almost all of the people that we met, that we have on My Paranormal Network, all came from this weird horror writers convention that was at the Stanley Hotel, that we met tons of these people. And it's really fun. It's fun to work with your friends and to talk about the spooky stuff that we all like.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really great to see, you know, new paranormal networks kind of coming about, you know. The paranormal was so taboo, I mean, not too long ago, and to see it become more mainstream is just really amazing to me. And so just seeing a great group of hosts like that is really cool.
Yeah, and we're trying to do some stuff that's a little different. And, you know, when we have our video site really going, you'll see a bunch of it. And basically, like, mm-hmm. we have a show called Hellacious Renovations that we're doing with Dean Haglund from The X-Files. And it's about people who have bought their own haunted houses and restored it for themselves. And it's a house renovation show. So if you're somebody who likes to decorate your house spooky and do your own home decoration, it's a really amazing show. This week we're meeting a guy named David Hand who mm-hmm. renovates Victorian houses. Like, I had no idea that there's a place in Los Angeles called apparently Victorian Depot, just like Home Depot. And this is where you get your original vintage Victorian tubs and furniture and hardware. It's really fun. So it's not just spooky stuff. It's also kind of branches into lifestyle as well, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to just see, you know, the combination, because I think a lot of people, you know, they see haunted stuff, they think of abandoned buildings, but these buildings, even if they're abandoned, took place in a certain era and part of time. And so actually seeing a lot of, you know, haunted locations restored, it kind of takes you back in time and really gives you a piece of that history and a time period that these spirits may be from.
Oh, yes, for sure. We just did an episode at the John Proctor House, which is from the Salem Witch mm-hmm. Trial. This is, you know, if you read The Crucible, that was sort of, that's the John Proctor
yeah.
story. And you see the hatchet marks, you know, in the wood from when they actually made the house and how they went out and built it, and how when you renovate these things, you actually have to use old techniques because they match the house and they did them for a reason. And those techniques actually lasted for you know, centuries. And David Hand also kind of talks about it with he's trying to – it's sort of a castle-looking building. And how they actually, the mortar for the stones has to breathe. So you can't just go actually to Home Depot and buy it. You have to make the right mm-hmm. stuff, because these old stone buildings actually breathe. And you have to let the water in and out, and it happens through stone.
Yeah, it's really incredible just the way they built things back then and, you know, how they last for so long. I mean, you look at the castles in England, I mean, they're thousands of years old, some of them, and they're just still there. So it's really incredible to, you know, just to see that. I think it's a really great show idea, just to give people that experience and be able to see these different locations and maybe how they actually made some of them.
It's really fun. And then, you know, we do like, it's like half a chat and then half we have them give us a tour. So we're going to start posting all the video. And you'll get these private tours of these old funky houses.
Well, everyone should definitely check out Hellacious Renovations on My Paranormal Network. Definitely sounds like an amazing show to watch if you like paranormal and restoration. So I know I like both of those things a lot. But besides My Paranormal Network, you know, you clearly have an interest in the field. What kind of brought this on for you, having an interest in the paranormal and spooky things? Did you have experiences when you were younger, or have you just always kind of just been drawn to it?
Well, first I got to say, hey, congratulations on 10 years. That's just a huge accomplishment. just on so many different professional levels, doing something this long at this level. Well done.
Thank you.
So I'm older than you, but I grew up in Los Angeles in the 1970s, and it was a great time to be in LA. And you know, these were the years of like blockbusters from Jaws to Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
and Universal Studios was brand new. We moved into a house in the valley that the San Fernando Valley that looked like the Haunted Mansion, and we used to decorate it for Halloween. We used to get hundreds of kids coming over for Halloween each year back then. And it was always just every place we'd go, there'd be some reason to dress up and do something fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you'd end up, you know, sneaking in to go see the original Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
The original, when Universal Studios opened, back in the 70s, I don't have the exact date. You'd wait in line, and there'd be some guy dressed as Frankenstein or Wolfman or what have you, and you wouldn't realize it because you were four, and he'd jump out and scare mm-hmm. you, and it was just the greatest thrill. And all of these new rides and new illusions would happen. And you know, just as a kid, you fall in love with it. And then you go home and you watch spooky TV shows on old black and white TVs, and your imagination is sort of set.
Yeah, definitely. I think my dad can relate to that. He also grew up, you know, in LA in the 1970s, and he's always talking about, you know, seeing the movies when he was growing up and just, you know, remembering Jaws when he saw it when he was little. And I mean, movies like that really made such an impact on, you know, a specific generation. And it's really cool to see, you know, that love just still growing with the people who grew up with those, you know, really iconic horror movies of the day.
Yeah, and it's fun always talking to people and find out what was that one crazy movie that sort of like you've been chasing that sort of scarred you as a kid that you still love. And you know, mm-hmm. The Shining is usually it. I'd say it still scares me to watch. And When a Stranger Calls, the original, just because that was the call, you know, the scary caller.
Mm-hmm.
But again, horror movies you fall in love with.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at still, I mean, today on Netflix, you have Fear Street 1994 with so many callbacks to movies like Friday the 13th and Scream. And it's just, you know, to see those, you know, movie moments still just brought out throughout time. And then you have the real life paranormal stuff too with what you're doing. So just kind of having that nice mix is, I think, really nice between the fictional side and also just the reality behind, you know, movies like The Poltergeist and everything.
You know, as you bring up sort of movies, we're doing one of our shows is called Spine Tinglers that we're doing with a writer mm-hmm. named Lisa Mortonen, and they're basically weekly Twilight Zones that we have actors read. So they're sort of your five to ten minutes of spooky, and that's also sort of a tribute to all of those great movies. We just turn them into sort of these five minute frighteners.
Yeah, I know people love stuff like that too. Just something quick, but also, you know, really can scare you in that amount of time.
We did one with Naomi Grossman. Has she been on the show yet? She's Pepper from American Horror Story, and she's also in the new series. She's terrific,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's again funny things in Los Angeles. We had her on Ghost Magnet. And as we're just meeting in the chit chat, you know, of course she's from the same area I'm from, and then on the same street. Oh, you live across the street from me, huh? So we found out by a ghost magnet that she's a neighbor, and she lives in a haunted place too. And we investigated that on Ghost Magnet. She's in an old haunted John F. Kennedy related apartment building or condominium in L.A.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's amazing just the, you know, Hollywood history that's still around in L.A. I mean, you have the Roosevelt, the Chinese Theater, all of these places that have so much history from kind of the golden age of Hollywood and just all the places that these actors used to walk up and down and so much history attached to so many buildings around there.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to have offices in a bunch of these old buildings, like the Taft Building
mm-hmm.
in Hollywood and Vine, there's this great old FBI building over on Ivar, right by Cahuenga, right by the Hotel Knickerbocker, almost across the street. And then there's a building at Hollywood and Western called the Louis B. Mayer Building. And the basement of this used to be Hollywood Billiards until about in the 1960s. And it's built by Louis B. Mayer. Funny enough, I'm actually sitting in a chair that I got for that office that was for a studio executive named Harry Cohn. I got it off Craigslist, right? But another executive who was in the building, he was one of the Three Stooges producers. And I just love being in old buildings. They have their own feel and vibe, and both, you know, glamour and tragedy that's in it. And they also have their own sort of secrets. And this building, the Louis B. Mayer Building, is really fun because it was originally built to house one of the original Hollywood censorship groups. Louis B. Mayer Hollywood was being forced to adapt to changing standards. So they built this building that they were going to be housed in it. And if you look on the side of the building, there are all of these sort of built-in Greek-style reliefs. So they're just like pictures of athletes throwing javelins or what have you, but everybody's naked. And they put all of these naked Greek-style reliefs on the building just to make fun of the censorship group that was moving in. Meanwhile, the apartment building next door was where all of the studio executives housed all of their girlfriends. And there was a secret staircase in the back that connected the two buildings and then the Hollywood Billiards downstairs. So it's just fun that, you know, the stories the buildings sort of tell on their own. It was also a funky building during after the earthquakes in L.A. It was abandoned and became a sort of a de facto punk rock empire with people living in there in studios. It was all illegal. And the people who owned the property made sure to keep the water on because they were terrified it was going to get burned down. But it has this whole, like, punk rock history. And I want to say one of the first pictures of the Red Hot Chili Peppers ever was in a bathroom, formerly at Hollywood Billiards, in that building while it was condemned. But definitely ghosts in that building.
Yeah, I mean, the history there is just really amazing. I think, you know, one of my dream places to investigate is the Hollywood Roosevelt, because I just think, you know, that era and just everything that happened in that building is so interesting. And I just think it's just a certain area that you can't replicate anywhere in the world with the history it has. But with, you know, working in such old buildings like you did you have any paranormal experiences while working in these older buildings?
You know, I freak myself out easy enough. And I'd say one of the other sort of fun things about Hollywood, and we refer to people more in the happy wanderer camp, that we're more worried about actual people breaking into the building before I let my guard down enough that I'm able to go into paranormal mode, if that makes sense. Right, you're sort of in security mode because you're the only one in the building, and I haven't gotten attacked by a drunk ghost before, but a drunk guy is something I'm more concerned.
Right. The physical dangers can be way worse than the actual ghost.
Right, as long as it's not some weird thing, I'm cool with it, and I hope they're cool with me. Mm-hmm. We always try to I won't say we always try to pay homage to the era of the building of any office that we're in, you know, like we put up pictures of the people who were there and try to restore their luster to it. And I feel that sort of helps, right? You sort of slip into the vibe of the building when you come into whatever office we have from whatever era, because it just feels like you're already telling that story.
For sure. I mean, that's definitely one of the things I like to bring up on my show a lot, too. I think a lot of people who are getting into paranormal investigating, they think about, you know, maybe the physical attacks from spirits, like being pushed or scratched or maybe an attachment. But honestly, a lot of the times, the biggest thing you have to worry about is the actual living people that can be in abandoned buildings or break into a building. Sometimes that can actually be the most dangerous part.
You know, let me flip that question. That question and say, I'd say the most haunted room place that I've been to was I was fortunate enough to get a tour of the Capitol Records building. And if for people who don't know the Hollywood, you've seen the Capitol Records building. It's built like a giant stack of records with a big needle on the top. And we got a tour from the very top that has graffiti from the Beastie Boys written all over it to the very bottom where it had the studios, you know. And it was a time where the house producer there would take all of the classic instruments they had, like Nat King Cole's piano or the mixing board that was used for Pink Floyd. And instead of having them behind, you know, behind the scenes that you couldn't use, everything was out to inspire whoever was performing. So if you wanted to play the Nat King Cole piano, you could play the Nat King Cole piano. If you wanted to sit in the Sinatra chair and use Sinatra's mic. And to me, that whole experience was probably the most, you know, like positive spirits where you walk in and you're like, you're immediately hearing it in your head. And funny enough, separately, we also went to this place called Sunset Sounds. And while we were touring that, this was a shorter tour, we were listening to, they were playing some Jimi Hendrix. And what we didn't know was they're actually playing the original tapes. And you would hear the musicians and Jimmy talking in between tracks. And it's, again, another way sort of these spirits come to life. And all of a sudden you sort of, your emotional state, it rises up to that sort of frequency of that you can sort of feel what it was like then. But those are my two most positive, I'd say, ghost-filled rooms that I've been in, where you could feel the ghosts of the people who were there. And as something knocks over in my office for no apparent reason. those were great. I mean, I've certainly been in super scary places, but these were sort of the unexpected wow of it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's probably just, you know, it keeps their memory, like, actually alive instead of something you can see but not actually really experience. It maybe just bridges, you know, their life with, you know, the actual living more than it just being something to view.
It's that communing with the location that you're in. And sort of the history that's sort of been lived there over time.
For sure. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And, today we welcome Co-Conspiracy Entertainment CEO and the new My Paranormal Network podcast executive producer. He's an author, publisher, and podcaster himself, Rob Cohen. Everyone visit myparanormal.net. That's myparanormal.net, cohen.tv, co-conspiracy.com, rothcopress.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And this is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave, always left out of everything. And so we got him in there. We got him in the breaks. He inserted himself in that little rotator there. So I'm trying to unmute everybody. Bring Rob and Sophia. Got you both back in.
Hey, thank you again so much for coming on today, Rob.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I know before the break we were talking a little bit about, you know, your experiences in the paranormal. But, you know, you did start this amazing paranormal network, myparanormal.net. Can you tell everyone kind of how that came about, you know, for you to co-create it with My Entertainment and just, you know, what it really inspired you to, you know, kind of work together?
Well, you know, we actually, like anything, we sort of met through friends. You know, mm-hmm. I actually hadn't worked with them before, and we met through a friend who named Michael Schmidt, and we've been friends for years. And separately, you know, between Bridget Marquardt and doing Ghost Magnet, and we've been working on some other projects, we thought it would be fun to start bringing together our own podcasting group and talking mm-hmm. to the people over at My Entertainment. They hadn't yet gotten into the audio world, and they were very excited about that as well. And because we each had our own sort of resources and knowledge base and friend base, this seemed like a really good thing to start. So we started with everybody's favorite Patty Negri, and we're doing mm-hmm. her Witchy Hour show, and she's been terrific. And gradually you'll start seeing more shows, a lot of people who are in the Ghost Adventures family, but also a whole bunch of new people that you'll get to know as well, including we have a new show with a gentleman named Chiwan Choi called Are You There, Ghost? It's Me, Chiwan, that I think people are really going to like. And he's got some very unique guests. And so far, it's been really fun meeting a whole other group of people into the paranormal who've never talked about it before, and hearing their stories.
Absolutely, it's so great to hear, you know, different investigators' point of views and just different people's experiences in the field. I know you've brought up a few shows, but can you tell us your whole lineup for the network as to this date?
Sure. And I said, for your listeners, if they can go to myparanormal.net and sign up for our newsletter, a couple things happen. One, we'll let you know as new stuff comes out, which is going to mm-hmm. be unfolding over. We started a new campaign called 13 Weeks of Halloween because we didn't get Halloween last year, so we want to start celebrating early, starting, you know, Friday the 13th. So we're going to be celebrating all the way through Dia de los Muertos with fun contests and promotion. But because we're just getting started up, if people go and sign up for the newsletter, they are going to have really good odds of winning stuff. Because as we ramp up, we're still getting our sea legs, but that means the odds are good, and we're going to have some really fun and unique giveaways that you won't find anywhere else. And I think people are really going to enjoy that.
I mean, that's awesome shows, to have that for all the listeners.
Yeah, we're doing that, and we're also doing a promotion that we're mm-hmm. just getting started called the Halloween Happy Dance that we're going to be doing prizes for, too. Everybody's kind of excited that we're just jumping straight into Halloween. I don't know if you've been to Home Depot yet, but they've already got the stuff in back. And we asked, and they're just waiting to blow out the patio stuff, and Halloween rolls out. And we're right now we're checking into if Target's got their candy haul yet, and everybody's ready to start now, so we're there to join them. So everybody's doing sort of like their Masked Singer, doing their Halloween happy dance. And the people who do their best dances and get the most votes will win prizes as well. So that should be fun.
That sounds like a fun contest.
You know, we didn't get to wear our Halloween outfits and go to a bunch of different parties, so we sort of have a bunch of outfits standing by, so why not use them?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to...
Halloween's such a vibe. I mean, so many people love it every year, and specifically with the pandemic, you know, bringing Halloween to people at home and also making them feel included in all the things that they may have missed throughout the kind of 2 years of this has just been really nice to see.
We're trying to figure out, when is it too early to bring out your Halloween tree? Do you do a Halloween tree yet?
No, my parents did one when I was little. But, yeah, I mean, our house kind of always looks like Halloween. I remember we have these, like, haunted mansion sconces, and we put them out just, you know, because it's our house. And my friend from high school goes, oh, you're decorating for Halloween. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, you're decorating for Halloween. Like, that's my house.
Yeah. We grew up in a house looking like the Haunted Mansion, and that was great.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's interesting people's reactions.
Bridget introduced us to the black Halloween tree that she has, and she sets it up every year. And as we did some video, I think last year for Halloween and for Christmas. But I think we're gonna do some more stuff with how to celebrate your Halloween tree this year and see if we can get some to give away too.
Yeah, I'm sure people can come up with some really creative stuff with trees. It's always interesting to see. Some people go all out for Halloween, and I just look at it and I go, wow, you guys put in a lot of effort. I can message you for that because I don't think I have that much patience.
I just think a lot of it's about doing Halloween a little bit early. And finding new ways to enjoy the fun stuff you like and staying positive and keeping spooky and putting the right kinds of masks on.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool to just see all the contests and all the things people are able to come up with during this time of year, whether it's paranormal events, shows, just everything, you know, the Halloween specials on TV and everything. They're always so fun to watch because it just feels so different and just surrounding kind of a specific time of year.
Yeah, I'm excited also about American Horror Story. That's always fun.
Definitely. It's really cool that you were able to, you know, kind of work with Naomi and go hear about her haunted house. I mean, it's really just amazing just to hear people you see on TV sometimes you may never expect to actually have these experiences.
I think the video might be on Bridget's YouTube page. She's got her own room that's got all of her wardrobe and fan pictures that they've sent to Pepper, and it's truly amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like two racks of crazy clothes and all of these beautiful pictures of Pepper. It's a great room. I'm jealous of her office, as it were.
Yeah, it's really cool just the things that they make on sets and stuff. You know, it's just, you don't see stuff like that anywhere else but in the industry, and it's just really amazing the things they can come up with or recreate with sets. So it's really cool just to see that kind of in someone's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's had paranormal problems at her place. She had a light fixture in the middle of right in front of her place just fall to the ground after she had some weird encounter. She called up and left like this crazy fun voicemail on Bridget's voicemail about, oh my God, this thing just happened, I can't believe it. So that's what started that. But she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not surprising if you get to know her as Pepper the Pinhead that I haven't recognized her walking down the street. She's just a lovely woman.
Yeah, you know what? I think I actually saw her on Destination Truth once as an interpreter, and I was like, I did not expect that.
So that's actually 100% true, and Bridget actually knew her from back in her mansion days because Naomi was her Spanish tutor of all people. It's super random.
When I saw that, I was like, wow.
It's not the way you expect everybody to know each other, and here we are.
Exactly. I've known Bridget for many years, not through the paranormal. My mom and her have a mutual friend, and it's just weird, you know, kind of what a small world it sometimes can be.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, Bridget ended up moving, like, right by my sister randomly after we did the show, not knowing where my sister lives. Very random.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the world is so large, but, I mean, there's so many, like, small coincidences that are just amazing. I mean, I hadn't seen Bridget in a few years, but to see her at the Glen Tavern Inn was just like, oh, wow, you know, it's just like seeing an old friend again, and it's pretty crazy. I think that's one of the best things about the paranormal. And, you know, with my paranormal network is just, you know, being able to bring people together where they know each other or will get to know someone. I know one of the other hosts on your network is Sam Baltrusis, who is a friend of the show. Can you tell us a little bit about
Sam.
His show?
Oh, my God. We love Sam. Sam is amazing. And just what a guy. And he's having a great year. And he wrote a book called Haunted Hotels that's just a terrific read. And we were talking about, you know, a way of collaborating. And it just seems so easy. He stays at haunted hotels all the time. He's always doing live shots from there. And he's a great host. He knows everybody. It's a fun project. We're just gearing up to record a few more next week. And it's always fun hearing people's firsthand accounts of staying in these haunted rooms. And we've had a few weird things happen. I think you'd have to ask Sam more about that. I'm trying to think. I think it was when he was in the Colonial Inn while we're alive. Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, I mean, he's an amazing guy. I mean, so sweet. So, I mean, it's great that, you know, he has a show to talk about, you know, these hotel experiences, because I think, you know, there's so many. I mean, Stephen King got inspired for The Shining from his stay at the Stanley. It's just, like, things like that that people don't think of, these encounters that maybe aren't at someone's home that really affect people, you know, all the way down the line and change their lives.
And it's fun because there are places actually you can go and visit and explore yourself. And that's what makes those really fun.
For sure. And I know you were talking about Patty Negri's show, too. For people who don't know much about The Witching Hour, can you tell everyone what they can expect from their show?
Okay, so it's definitely a very witchy show. If you know Patty from any of her numerous stuff or Ghost Adventures, it's super fun. It's really for your if you're interested in really all things witchy. Each week she has a great guest. Usually the authors and witches, and they teach different magic lessons. Let me give you one. There's been a couple recent favorites. One was a woman who does a lot of things with magical herbs, and another one who does things called cord magic. And cord magic is basically a version of knot tying and making wishes, and they're really interesting crafts and botanical worlds that are kind of that sort of open up to you how you look at the world. But the guests that we've had have been really terrific. We also funny. We just had The Millionaire Matchmaker on, which was awesome, which is an unusual show, but that was talking about love magic, and that was also pretty fun.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting concept. I feel like, you know, there's so many facets to magic that people don't necessarily consider, you know, and it's really interesting to learn about that side of just spiritualism and, you know, what humans can actually be capable of if they, you know, put more thought and effort into, you know, the paranormal and the spirituality of it.
Well, a lot of it's just really about being having deliberate actions. And actually, Sam Baltrusis talks about a lot of this stuff, too. It's doing things with a deliberate intent and taking the time to do it. It's sort of like if you're going to make a really good spaghetti sauce, you want to do every ingredient right because you're trying to create something good and tasty, and you want everybody to share in that magic. It's honestly, it's that same sort of principle, but more you're creating a mindset of when you go into a situation, you feel more confident and you've worked through the outcome in a magical process. And each sort of person has sort of this different set of magical, not how-tos, but sort of things that they use to get the results, that, you know, kind of tune them in for the thing that they want to achieve, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I think it's great, you know, to have a show like that to really just open people's minds to just the other side and what's capable if you actually, you know, just go out and put the correct intentions out there.
Yeah, it's also really interesting to see how different people, different witches use their magic and how they mm-hmm. incorporate different elements of things that they enjoy or like to work with in life. I would definitely worth listening to a couple episodes. I think you'll learn something. There's always a magic lesson. She's also will tell you all the shows she's on. She's, you know, keep you up to date on Ghost Adventures. And then she also does this show called Overnight on TFIL. And these guys just recorded a show in Chernobyl.
There's
a ghost town for you. Yeah. So she's on that, and she does great work there too. And, I mean, there's all kinds of fun, exciting things. I mean, the TFIL guys are getting great locations and doing really cool stuff. And then Ghost Adventures is also really reaching for it in new exciting ways. It you know, mm-hmm. Ghost Adventures' success on Discovery Plus has been really great for everybody in paranormal, and that's been very, very helpful. It's become the number one show. They just actually had Bridget and Holly on for a show on Ghost Adventures a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. it's doing great for the network, which makes everybody excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying earlier, it's so great to see, you know, the paranormal just become more mainstream and more accepted. I think it's really nice for people who are going through home haunting issues or just have an interest to where they don't feel like such an outsider. So many people just in the mainstream have an interest now and, you know, are more likely to hear someone out if they're going through something or want to experience something. And I think it just makes it, you know, a much nicer space and, you know, something that we can all experience together.
Yeah, it's more socially acceptable. Everybody has a spooky side, and people love this kind of content.
Absolutely. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but you have Native American people also on My Paranormal Network, which I think is really interesting just, you know, to hear kind of the Native side to stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about what they do for My Paranormal Network?
Boy, we're excited about this show. We're recording it now. It's mm-hmm. with a guy named Brian Frejo, Frejo. And the one we're recording is funny because it's actually turning into a bit of a cryptid show as well. But what's fascinating is they're able to go places we've never been to. Candidly, most people don't know we're different. We have over 500 tribes in the U.S. People couldn't identify most of them. And we mm-hmm. both want to teach people about this Native American culture that's right here that they can see and interact with through ghost stories and cryptid stories, which are all over the place. We want new places to go explore. They're here if we only knew about them. And Brian's great. It's Brian and his sister Happy, and they are. We are currently recording a bunch of stuff now, and I think it's just going to be extraordinary.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there is so much history in America. We may not have castles like England and stuff, but the natives who lived here before, I mean, they have a history and so much culture that really hasn't been told. I mean, my great-grandparents are from Mexico, so I'm actually part Native American, but since they immigrated from Mexico, my great-grandfather never knew what tribe he was a part of, so there's so much of the culture that my family doesn't know about, and so I think it's really fascinating for people like me who may not know that much about a part of them to just learn more.
Yeah, and also we're going to be covering, I don't know if you've been hearing this story out of Canada, where Native American mm-hmm. boarding homes are finding all of these unmarked graves. We're definitely going to cover that. there's definitely some ghosts of Standing.
Yeah, that's very tragic.
There's also a ghost of Standing Rock that we're going to talk about. And I think it's just going to it's going to shine a light on – I think look, most non-Native American people don't know much about Native Americans. And I think this is an exciting way for people to learn about it. And I think they'll be really engaged in the stories. And Brian's just an amazing guy, and Happy's amazing. Although every time I wish somebody's happy birthday, the name Happy Frijo shows up on my page. But it's just great. We're meeting extraordinary people, and you know how this is. You know, you've been doing these shows for 10 years. Finding new groups of people who are fascinating, it is a wonderful thing. It's like, here's a whole new group that I didn't know, and we get to hear these stories that nobody's heard before. We also just got another friend of mine sent me these notes from these priests who did exorcisms that we we're working on a project on too that nobody's ever seen, and that's fun. Another fun part of doing this.
Absolutely. I mean, just being able to experience new things with new people is really just such a big part of, you know, having a radio show and just learning more. I know we're coming towards the end of this one, though. So are there any upcoming appearances, productions, websites, or broadcasts that you wish to mention?
Well, I'd say the best thing everybody can do is go to myparanormal.net. Sign up for the newsletter, hit all of our socials, because each one of our social accounts is going to have its own sort of group of prizes and promotions, so you can win all kinds of different things across different platforms. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those places, as well as you can certainly go to, like, I think there's a Sam Baltruses, it's got a Haunted Hotels with Sam Baltruses Facebook page. So I'd say the biggest thing is stay tuned. We're going to be revealing all kinds of new prize packages, which if we pick up the thing that I'm looking at, hopefully tomorrow, people are going to lose their mind. So sign up. Odds are good. And I think everybody will really like the shows. We're going to be putting out a whole bunch of different continued content through 13 weeks of Halloween. And depending on COVID and what things are open and available, we're definitely going to be making appearances. I know Patty Negri, along with Dean Haglin, are going to be at Michigan Paracon, so you should definitely make sure to say hello to them there.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you, Rob, and also everyone definitely make sure to check out My Paranormal Network, and I can't wait to see what's upcoming for it.
Well, I can't wait to actually be able to go ghost hunting in person with you. I know we said last time we met, with Bridget, we all made a plan to go ghost hunting together. We didn't want to have you on the show until we could go ghost hunting together. So hopefully that will happen soon.
Absolutely. I would love that. It's always fun to go ghost hunting. And, I've never heard ghost hunting with Bridget before, so it would be a lot of fun with knowing each other for so long to see what we capture together. So hopefully that's true, and I would love to do that. But thank you again so much for coming on today.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
give our best to Christine.
Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, well, and also, too, Sophia, congratulations on 10 years of broadcasting. Also, too, congratulations to Rob and Christine. But fantastic show today, Sophia.
Thank you. Yeah, Rob was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. Definitely make sure to check out My Paranormal Network. And, I will talk to you guys again next week. Thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. Bye.
And I know Rob knows Rob, the site founder of Live Paranormal, and that's always great, too, that he always has other podcasts that promote here on liveparanormal.com, too. He just likes the sustainability of having the paranormal field just staying alive. So thank you for having that, too, to, you know, coexist with that. And everyone, visit myparanormal.net, as you mentioned, myparanormal.net. Sign up for the free newsletter. And also, too, there's giveaways, as you mentioned, too. So if you sign up for the newsletter, check out the different giveaway packages as well. So robcohen.tv as well, coconspiracy.com,
RothkoPress.com. Also upcoming OC Paracon founder Henry San Miguel next weekend. It's the California event's going to be October 1st and 2nd, so visit OCParacon.com. That's OCParacon.com for tickets. Also, psychic author Sky Ray promotes her new book on the show, Find Your Voice in the Darkness. That'll be September 11th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming guests broadcast, and we have other guests securing their spots now. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Great show, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie Francie on Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.